Okay. So I've been going through the slides that I'm going to present or intended to present to the CCNO regular meeting on Tuesday. In the results, the discussions we had in the conference calls prior to that. So probably we can make it just really very, very brief, just highlighting where the differences are. And the first thing we came up with was that we really do want to refocus on what is set within the charter, as opposed to the work plan that has been publicized on the wiki has been somewhat blurred and obscure. So we refocused on the charter, and this slide is just going to reflect what we are really concentrating on. And just to repeat that, nowadays what we really want to concentrate on is mechanisms for the engagement and interaction of CCTLDs during incident that may impact the DNS and just DNS. And also in scope of the incident response working group, supposed to be to set up a repository of contacts and communication channels to respond to any incident, and we heading out to qualify what is an incident with respect to this working group. And the charter does say as well that we should formulate some escalation procedures and some action paths. Whereas I'm not too sure whether we really can do so or not, but I'm going to refer to that later. So as we've been focusing on the charter, we came up with a work plan that, to my point of view, is much more operational and straight to the task. So what I would like to do is just to go through the working plan. And if you feel that the working plan is appropriate, just make this suggestion the new working plan that is supposed to appear on the wiki, so that we set the current working plan version 2.1 aside. So what I feel what we are supposed to do is 5 points right now. First, we do have to define what we consider to be an incident. That is almost done. We have been going through some refinements already, so I think it's quite appropriate that we can come up with a final definition right after this meeting. And I'm going to present to you the definition that is standing right now. Next point in my working plan would be that we define some use cases, just to make sure that we do know for what purposes this contact repository really is meant. I hope that we could be coming up with the results of that in April 30th. Is that okay with the working group? Especially addressing Yuri, as probably the both of us are up to make at least a draft. Although I do have to admit that I took some minutes this afternoon and I make a draft already, so it shouldn't be that hard. Third point, define escalation procedures and action paths to the extent we are really capable of doing so. My plan would be to do that until May 13th. And once we do know what to use the contact repository for, once we do know the escalation procedures and the action paths, then we are capable of formulating a data model. So this is supposed to be point 4. Define the data model for the repository, to accomplish those use cases, and I think that we can come up with a final version of the data model for this repository for the Brussels meeting. So this, I think, might be a good goal to reach for the Brussels meeting. And finally, after that, so if everything concerning the repository is set, I'll feel that we are supposed to make some suggestions on what to do with the with this repository, like who will implement it, who will run it, who will maintain it, and if it is run and maintained by somebody, by whom will it be maintained, run, and to whom's expenses. So just to make clear what is going on with it after we are finishing it. So it's that work plan the participants would feel comfortable with. Okay, no objection. If that is the case, then put this working plan as the new working plan for the working group. All right, as mentioned before, we already came up with a definition what we think an incident for this working group is supposed to be. And this went through some slight refinements, and I just want to read it out and hoping for some comments, amendments, or just to pass it through. So I think the incident is supposed to be defined as systematic, rigorous preparation of or actual attack on the availability of the DNS or registration systems. For example, think of DDoS attacks or think of EPP flaws that might come in our way concerning this point. Attack on the data integrity or privacy of the DNS or registration systems. Think of attacks concerning cache poisoning or social engineering. And finally, well, attacks on the stability of the internet at large. And this point was amended due to the fact that, well, we didn't know of Configure before it appears. And if you take the first two bullet points, mean that Configure would have even been out of scope for this group. And as the group more or less stems from the Configure incident, so we amended the definition to obscure it a little bit to be capable of covering a lot more than just the 2 points addressed above. So whatever might come our way, that is more or less equal to Configure we're supposed to deal with or handle in the third bullet point. And finally, for sure, we think of incidents that need a coordination that is international, that is done by operators, DNS operators, and supporting organizations, so that we can, well, coordinate responses. Is that okay? So just to delineate, if that definition is accepted, then this would mean that the following incidents would not be in the scope of the working group, and that is malicious use of the internet itself. For example, spam distribution has not been covered by this group. Anything that touches content, we are not talking about main takedown, things like that. And we are not prepared to handle anything that is concerned with routing that is not working properly. So we are not concerned with BGP routing and all that stuff. Agreed?
So 2 years ago, as you mentioned, we did not configure you know, type of thing. We'll probably see something new, you know, coming, you know, a year or two. So maybe, you know, is there any ways that we could, you know, put like, you know, we can amend the definition when it's, you know, something new, largely affects to a large, you know, CCTLD community.
Yeah, but don't you think that this is covered perfectly by the third bullet point?
Would you be comfortable if we said security and stability of the internet? Because I understand some utility to just using stability, but to me, Conficker is more about the security of the internet than it is about the technical stability of it. You know, it's the fact that the internet, you know, the fact that this 8 million botted computers is, to me, a more security than a stability implication. So that would be the one way I think we open the door a little bit more to emerging situations.
Okay, agreed. Mike? The stability and security of the internet at large?
Yeah.
Yeah? Fine with me? Anybody else? Okay.
And maybe put in something at the end that say in that this definition will be reevaluated at certain incidents if something comes up.
For the record, I think we can go in either of two directions. You know, either keep that a little wider, like we just discussed, or you know, potentially say that we're going to review and amend this. But I'm comfortable either way.
Okay. So I'm going to add security, and I make a note that we are free to work on this definition if something might come up. Okay. Well, we really that fast. The slide you see over here is just about to address some questions that have been raised within the conference calls and where we didn't came up with a solution so far and where we really are looking for some input from the community. And first question for us would be what we've been addressing with the term sophistication level of the contact repository. We've been touching the topic before, and the questions that arise is still who we think is entitled to access. If we are accessing this repository, in which way are we going to do it? Is there a need to secure the access of that contact repository, as it does hold contact data, personal data? And if we do need security, by what communication levels and what methods and means we can come up with the needed security. And we already have been discussing certain models on how to run the repository, and the three suggestions were that the repository might be set up by TI being a professional hoster, and they already do have a solution that, as far as I know, is being used for certs, and that they would amend for the use of the Incident Response Working Group, which to my point of view seems to be really on the upper end of the sophistication level. To size it a little bit more down, or to size it just as we wanted to, there might be a solution to it if we would leave the instance, the contact repository with some ICANN branch. And nowadays, just the DNS cert popped up. So this might be a solution to who is going to run the contact repository as well. And on the lower end side, well, it might even be an amendment to the IANA database that is already existing. So this is the broad variety, and I'm just not sure, and I think the whole working group wasn't sure right now on which kind of sophistication level we really do need. Probably we could be a little bit more specific over here once we really know what the use cases are that are in our minds for the contact repository. So are there any suggestions right now on the sophistication level of the contact repository? Okay, so if this is not the case, then we go on with formulating use cases which are going to give us a more clear view, and probably we do get some hints and hunches from the CCNSO meeting on Tuesday. Well, as I mentioned before, and we've been talking about that this morning, Yuri, I'm not so sure whether we are really, excuse me, Bart, yeah.
For those who are interested, I don't know how many people are online, but the presentation is up now in the Adobe Connect room. And you can find the link at www.ccnso.icann.org and look on the calendar, and that's at the bottom, unfortunately, but it's up.
All right. So what we have been discussing this morning is the charter clearly states that we are supposed to formulate escalation procedures and action passes. And I'm just not sure whether this is going to end up in no-brainers like escalation procedures you can come up with in 2 or 3 minutes. So which are not really that useful, or if there could be something really useful but still generic, so that this would really be of help for a certain situation. And the outcome of the discussion this morning was that we probably could come up with generic plans on how to react according to best practices in the case of an incident where for sure each and every country CCTLD operator, whoever who is currently under attack, has to implement this generic plan according to his circumstances, like how is he organized, which peer groups do exist and stuff like that. But nevertheless, I would welcome very warmly if somebody could provide me with escalation procedures, generic or not, and action passes, just to have an example and a draft to dwell on. So this goes out to the community once more. If there is something available according to best practice, I would really appreciate to get hold of any draft here. Yuri?
So I'm sure some of the CCTLD might have the already instant response or escalation process already in place. So it would be great that these CCTLDs volunteer to input as a reference. But if there's no input, I'm happy to input something.
Okay, thanks.
And remember, this morning we talked about two things, like escalation process for CCTLD and escalation process for community.
Yeah, Could you go more into detail about that?
So that escalation,
the two of us just
when we talked about escalation process, we really didn't know. Originally means the escalation process for individual CCTLDs, which means once those CCTLDs are reported, this incident or advisories, what is their escalation process or response process? Or the other question of the escalation is committee-wide escalation process. Once someone identified the threat against DNS and find out this is affect to a large community, now we need a process and policy how we as a community escalate this threat and share to community wide. And that's different from escalation policy within individual CCTLDs. So there's two things that we probably need to discuss.
All right, and finally, what already has been addressed in the conference calls, as well as, for example, at the last center meeting in Warsaw, is that we do have to get a clear view on the delineation of the group, not only concerning its content, but also with respect to the relation of already existing groups and existing institutions. And on the bottom line, you just find some of those organizations that are currently, to my knowledge, playing a certain role in that area. So, how is our relation to DNS cert to come or to be defined going to be? How do we relate with DNS OARC? How's the relation with the Stability and Security Advisory Committee? There's a group that is built called RSIG, which is a Registry Security Incidents Group, I think. For sure, we do have the CERTs, and there are different organizations that are currently playing a role, and there are some other organizations that came to my mind. And I just do not know if there's any initiative within the GTLDs. So as we're currently talking CC, what are the GTLDs doing in that area? I just do not know.
I just have a question. Is there somewhere a general repository of all these groups?
So I think the best mapping that's been done is the mapping we did for the DNS, search business page. And, you know, again, as we discussed, I think we could probably provide that to the working group, which will be based on analysis of the groups and what they're doing to your view.
And one of the things I'm thinking of, and now putting on my support function head of the CCNSO itself, is that if that is a reasonably accepted description delineation, we can probably post it on the CCNSO website as well, because then you have somewhere a link to these general descriptions that so this information is generally available, publicly available.
I think that's good. I think we need feedback for whether that's a comprehensive listing or not. Again, if we miss something, we want that feedback.
Yeah.
But then we got something for us to do with the new website as well.
All right, and well,
what I'm looking for is, say, something that you can take out the chart and put it somewhere, because that will be reasonably stable and not part of the public consultation process. So if there is something that people understand what initiatives are out there, and that will have its own momentum or not, but at least that available is centrally available for everybody.
I think in time of both you want, you know, the DMS cert, all the comment period and red chart will be vetted as part of the whole document. But having the CPNSO use it as at least an initial baseline of effort and then have comments on it.
Yeah, great. Okay. I made my way through the slides I'm really going to present at the Tuesday meeting, but if we'd still have some time, what we might take a look at is, well, not the contact repository data attributes that have been posted even in a old existing working plan, but what would you think of these use cases? Probably you can just dwell on those suggestions a bit, where I try to come up with some suggestions what the contact repository might be used for. And I try to divide that in three parts. The first, the use of the contact repository for information exchange purposes. Secondly, to use it for proactive actions against any attacks, and secondly, really where we have the contact repository, and that's just it. And there wouldn't be a further organization that is using this contact repository, because as we've been discussing before, we just do not know who is going to use this repository. But for sure it may be useful for somebody after we set it up, who is in that business of helping with helping CCTLDs and operators with incident response. So the more open bullet points would refer to use cases where the repository might be useful once it's already there, it's been maintained, and it's been running by somebody, whoever this might be. So, for example, if we think that DNS cert might be somebody who is going to use this contact repository. They might use it to, store, compile, give access to mitigation, lesson learned things, and that kind of thing. So just probably there's no real need to describe what I meant by these use cases, because I hope they do speak for themselves. If not, so just ask, or dwell on it for a night, and we probably do have the chance to discuss it next face-to-face meeting on Monday after the tech day. So any comments? Am I way off, or is that something you can think of? Like, do we have the same interpretation of what use cases might be? For sure, we can make them a lot better and graphical and stuff like that, but just to give a very short hint what the results may be used. Yeah, basically, I think these are the scenarios I can think of. Information exchange, proactive actions, and, really counterattack. I couldn't think of any other uses of the context repository.
I think this is a pretty good list, Jorg. At least I have nothing to add at first, review. I actually think the proactive actions one, maybe a little bit of a stretch, right? Because you get there once an incident occurs and you try to analyze, make recommendations about action plans. I guess maybe you say make what I would call contingency plans. If you've got three use cases, generically, what would you do, in these use cases and disseminate that to the players? That does take some work, right? So, analytic work by security professionals. So I think that's a very good thing to do. I would just note that it's going to, that'll take a while to get done,
Yeah, as I said before, basically, if you just take the filled bullet point, it could be just this. So provide a repository, this could be done with a repository. And all the other points, they might be run by a certain organization, whoever that's supposed to be at the end.
I guess I'll mention one other aspect. We have a DNS cert initiative. We actually have another initiative. There's two strategic initiatives in play right now for public comments. The first one is about contingency planning. And the same use cases that we plan to suggest to the group for its work will also be the use cases that, we would suggest are generic DNS security, contingency planning scenarios. So I think that makes the two things kind of dovetail together with this group focusing on the CCNSO aspect, or the, this incident response aspect of it. I believe you already did send the use cases around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only sent to you and so not to the members. I didn't push out to the members.
As I said before, because we've been discussing that this morning and we agreed on we would need something to dwell on, I just came up with these things on this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And as Bart asked me to send the presentation to Christina, I sent the presentation that already has this slides in it, so this is probably what is currently what is currently visible to everybody who is participating right now.
And I think good progress from here, just process-wise, would be to say we've discussed this at this meeting. It's felt that this will be the objective of the use case analysis, and that if we agree at this meeting, that there are a number of scenarios, you know, a set of scenarios for the to consider would be the set of scenarios that, you know, we've not disseminated to everybody, but, you know, at some point you need to initiate that, right? So.
Yeah, but I would really like to discuss this in more detail and to spend some more time on it. So this is really a very rough graph just to give an impression of what I really meant by using the term use cases. It's not concise, it's not complete at all, so there has to be work done on it, sure.
So have the group review it between now and the next telephone call and have the next telephone call decide, you know, consider whether this is an adequate list.
And amend it, please.
Right, yeah. It may not need a lot of amendments. So.
Well, let's wait and see. Okay. I haven't prepared anything else, so if nobody else wants to speak up.
I think what the way Greg and you phrased it right now, if you could include that, say, in the working plan, so for the next steps is use cases, and this is the goal and everything else regarding the use cases and the scenarios, that makes it more...
Yeah.
Bullet point two,
yeah.
Define use cases.
Yeah, but let's say the way it was phrased right now, say for the upcoming call, so you have a real clear description of the actions of what you want to achieve, say at the next call or within that time frame and how you want to progress.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that gives a bit more, yeah. Substance
guidance.
To these lines. This is good for general presentations, but for the working group itself, so okay, this is what we expect to do,
what we are
expected to do.
Okay. All right. Further comments? This is not the case, then. Let us close down. We made it in time. Thanks to you, to all the participants that here in person. I really appreciate to talk to a real persons once and not to space as it appears to be sometimes on the conference calls prior to that one. Okay, thanks.